The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Do you have an amazing idea for an app for iPhone or Android? Do you want to create the most professional showcase of your idea? Contact the professionals at Raster Media and explore how they can help you make your dream a reality. When Mona wanted to create an app for her book, Raster Media guided her through the entire process. They made Dice Wisdom a professional and inspirational app for iPhone and Android. Mona did her research when she found Raster Media. They not only specialize in app development, they also assist their clients with everything to make your new app a success. They guide you through the complicated process of launching your app through all the appropriate delivery channels. Raster Media is locally owned and operated in Las Vegas for over a decade. Find out why notable organizations are loyal customers of this creative team. Go to www.rastermedia.com or call 702-943-1832 and watch your dream become a reality. That's rastermedia.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
How do you let people know about your amazing app, book, or website? The answer is post-launch. More than search engine optimization and marketing, and more than social media postings, post-launch offers the latest cutting-edge solutions in web presence marketing. The web is crucial to your success. There are literally hundreds of places to manage your brand online, and post-launch knows them all. They promote a compelling online social media platform through dozens of today's hottest web venues. Postlaunch initiates the web presence you need for success. Postlaunch will organize the best media campaign for what you want to promote. You will be a force on the internet, and you will get the attention your hard work deserves. The countdown to your successful liftoff is with Postlaunch. For priority service, tell them Mona sent me. Call 702-800-2131. That's 702-800-2131. Or go to postlaunch.co. You've tuned in to Psychic View with the official psychic of Las Vegas, Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your specific question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mystic Mona.
Well, Happy New Year, everybody. I know, man. I have to tell you, last couple weeks, first of all, I just finished getting over that awful stomach flu. Man, don't get this flu. It just, it really knocks you for a whooping. The only thing that I could actually get down over the weekend was applesauce, smashed potatoes, and crackers. Only thing that I could eat. But I'm kind of back to normal. Smoothies are a big thing. I had some smoothies yesterday, and that really helped. But, you know, it kind of made me wonder if that was the big clue to look at what I'm really giving my body. You know, when you look at food as though it's actually supposed to be an energy and a resource, and you're not looking at food as to just the enjoyment of it, when you're actually looking at the nutrients of it, whole different animal. Whole different animal. And just to let you know, when you're feeling that ill and you realize what normal feels like I feel normal today, what a difference. What a difference. So I'm just telling you that I'm starting my New Year's program here with the idea of brand new sense of renewed health and vigor, and looking at my food and what I'm taking to my body a little differently, and it's probably all good. All happened for a reason. So as I do every program, I draw a card of the day, which I'm drawing right now. And the card of the day, card of the week, talks about, in traditional tarot, it's a card called the Eight of Wands. In my deck, it's called Traveling. But the meaning of this card is that to travel through life in love. It also resonates to the wands or the fire element. So you can translate that to falling in love with who you're with, falling in love with your work, or loving your work, and that the more that you operate in the sense of love, that you're exactly where you're supposed to be, and that love this moment that you're here in, if you can use that as a guideline for this whole year, you can't screw anything up. You really can't. The other thing is that look at what love just seems to be coming to you. Accept the love that's coming to you. Don't fight it. Don't be jealous of it. Don't look at what other people's lives are about. Just concentrate on the love in your life. It's a wonderful card to start the new year. Okay, so I'm going to go right to the calls. And remember, it's a specific question. So this is, I only do the big global program that I did before New Year's. So if those of you who are lucky enough to tune in last week when I did the two-hour program, and you could ask, what does the new year hold for me? I'm not doing that today. Today is back to my usual MO of a specific question. So think of your specific question, and when I get you on the air, just go ahead and ask it. I have somebody here from the 860 area code. Hello, 860. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? My name is Faithful.
I'm sorry, what's your first name?
Stacy. It's like Pencil and Stacy and Pencil. I know. I have a rare name, so I usually have
no,
to
it's a very it. Cool. You are the first person with this name that's ever called me. I think it's a very cool name.
Thank you.
So what's your question for me?
My question is, do you see a love light coming in for me?
Okay, so, you know, I opened the program with the idea of being in love in the moment, all right? And here's the thing, is that there's something so endearing about your personality that I would imagine that people will come up and just hug you for no reason at all, or they'll want to touch you for no reason at all. They just want to be near you. Do you find that happens with you?
Yeah.
Okay, because that was my immediate reaction to you when I heard your voice, is that I just wanted to come and give you a little sidearm hug. There's just something so endearing about you. It's like you have the energy of a puppy or a kitten that people are absolutely – puppies and kittens are irresistible to people who love puppies and kittens. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Part of the reason why I'm telling you that is because I want you to actually expand on that energy instead of fighting it. I want you to realize that people are naturally drawn to you because you have that wonderful, sweet, innocent, pure energy about you. So, yes, there is a love relationship coming to you. But here's the thing, And this is the big question I have for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Why is it that you keep attracting relationships from people that are mean to you?
I don't know. Yeah, I was dating one person, this guy. I'm actually gay.
Yeah.
And every time. And he disappeared, and, you know, he owes me money that I let him borrow, and it's just like, okay. And I've been having that issue, and in the relationship I was in, this being mean. So, I don't know. I don't even know why.
All right, so what your cards are saying is that there is the right relationship coming to you in 2015, between August and the end of October. So your power months for romance are between August and the end of October. Now, what it's saying is it's somebody that has been a long-term acquaintance of yours or is someone that you already know that introduces you to him. So what I would do between what I would do here as your New Year's resolution is, first of all, I would go to the person that you borrowed the money from to give the money to the other guy that ended up skipping town and say, this is what happened. I'm going to do my best to pay you back, and I'm going to pay you every month this amount. Okay? All right. Now, the thing is because your friend really does need to be paid back. So you can't blow that one off. You can't. You can't be a flake here. You have to actually go to him and say, I'm really sorry. This guy that I really thought was going to be a long-term relationship skipped town after borrowing that $5,000 I borrowed from you, or whatever the amount was. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you say, I'm going to, starting right now, here's an installment. Here's part of what I owe you. I will be paying you back every month until I pay you back. And according to this, it says you pay that person back before August. All right?
Oh.
The second thing.
Well, no, he was supposed to pay me back.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you borrowed money to give to the friend that skipped town.
No, it was a small amount, but yeah. But it wasn't like
Okay, all right. Well, good. Then I'm glad that there's less of that. The other thing is that you need to realize that when people meet you for the first time, they adore you.
Yeah.
They adore, and whatever career that you can build around the fact that when people meet you, they like you, you need to do it. So what do you do for work now?
Well, I'm mostly a full-time student, but I do, like, office stuff. Like, I work at an office.
Okay. What I'd love to see you do is start showing up to be an extra in movies. So I'd like you to register for some of the talent agencies around your town and then just start showing up on your days off and, like, fill a seat, be an extra person in the background of a movie. The reason I say that is that not only are you more likely to meet a man that is interested in you through that avenue, but I also think that you'll find you're going to meet a whole bunch of new friends that way.
To do movie stuff?
Yeah, just by showing up to be an extra in movies. But you have to register at some of the agencies. So I would go get a picture taken and take it down and say, you know, hi, I would love to be an extra in movies. Here's my photo resume. Here's my phone number. Here's my email address. Here's my resume. And just show up. When they call up and say, oh, yeah, we need you, you know, sometimes it's paid, sometimes it's not. But it's not about the money. It's about the connections you're about to make. But are you going to be in an amazing relationship, and will you meet him this year? Yes. You need to totally forgive the one that was a dick to you. You need to let that go. You need to say, you know what, now I know what I don't want. Right,
yeah.
My friend? All right. By the
okay.
way, how did you find my program?
Blog Talk Radio.
You just found me on Blog Talk? Cool. All right. Well, thanks
yeah.
for tuning in.
You're welcome.
See you later. Happy New Year.
I really appreciate it.
Okay, see ya. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 480 area code. Hello, 480. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. What's your question?
Hi. Well, I'm thinking with the new year going into, you know, with being in career mode and a change up, thinking of real estate and wanted to kind of get your input on that.
All right. You know, before I even turn cards over for you, the one thing I want to say about you is you're really good at a lot of things, Mike. All right. And the gift of being good at a lot of things is you're good at a lot of things. The challenge of being good at a lot of things is hard for you to actually concentrate on one. Okay. So having said that, what I'd like you to do before you really decide on real estate, I mean, I don't care if you go and get your real estate license, but before I, and again, I'm not even looking at cards right now, I'm just telling you my immediate gut reaction to that question with you, is that you want very quick, satisfying, immediate results to things. And real estate's going to take you about 2 to 3 years to get to that level where a phone call happens, you show a house, and they buy it.
Right.
Okay. So if it's a sort of long-term goal or even something you do in addition to what you're doing right now, I support it. I would also venture to say that before you do any of that, I want you to do a little project first. I want you to take out a sheet of paper, and I want you to write your name, your first name, Mike, in the middle of the sheet of paper, and I want you to draw a circle around it. Have you ever heard of mind mapping?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have you do a Mike mind map, all right? So what you're going to do is you're going to put your name in the middle of the sheet of paper, and this sheet of paper is for you to actually write down words of what you know you're good at, okay? So let's say engaging might be one of them. And then you draw a circle around that, and you connect that circle with a line to the circle around your name, okay? And then you just keep writing down words of all the things you're good at, all right?
Yeah.
Because I actually think that there is another job coming to you that might not be real estate.
That's fine. I mean, I'm not in love with it. It was just kind of something that I know I'm making a change, and I just kind of, you know, that's something that just seems to be popping up.
So what was the job that you did about 3 years ago that was really easy for you, that you made good money at, and it wasn't a tough job. It wasn't rocket science, but you were really good at it, and it actually paid you halfway decent. What was that job?
Well, I'm doing that right now, and because I've always had 100% commission jobs, so I've always relied on waiting tables to kind of take care of the day-to-day stuff.
Okay. Here's the thing, is that what your cards are saying is that if you wanted to go in the new direction by getting the real estate license, I would also do it in a very global way. So that not only would you do real estate, maybe you'd also do property management for people that had houses that they owned but that they rented out. So you might want to start taking some of the free OSHA classes that they offer in your city, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, where you take OSHA classes and you get your real estate license. Because then you could get hired as a property manager, probably make a minimum of, say, $75,000 a year, but you could do your real estate on the side with that.
Right.
You see what I mean? Now you have a salary with benefits. You could actually advance up the scale to a much higher level, but the OSHA classes will give you some, and they don't cost any. Most of them don't cost anything to take. And, you know, some of them are CPR and, you know, fire safety and chemical safety and all this other stuff. The thing is that those are usually free to take. And then you get credentials. So eventually you could have your own property management company where you are managing other people's rentals. You're collecting the rent for them, and you're getting a commission. So you end up getting the point of developing your own business. So what your cards are saying is that if you're going to go in a new direction, you need to do it in an all-in kind of fashion, not just because you're putting the toe in the water.
Right, exactly.
So,
and that's interesting that you say that, because a friend of mine, she just started working for a company that kind of does exactly that. I mean, not only do they kind of flip luxury homes, but they also property management, and she's been kind of hired in as a marketing networking person. And I was almost kind of thinking that, well, that would be an element when she's learning that to kind of come over, you know, once things get going type of thing.
Well, and here's the thing is that you really are supposed to be an entrepreneur. You're not really supposed to work for other people. So the idea that you can learn, I know, right? The idea that you can learn all these things and then create it on your own.
Yeah.
That's how I would do it. But I would do it sort of get your credentials before you do the big launch. You know,
right.
It might
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it might take you a year to get certain credentials under your belt, but once you have them, what's nice about that is that you end up being doing it in such a way that it's very attractive to people that own homes. So, for example, you know, let's say you got your real estate license and you specialized in Beverly Hills, and I'm sure there's 1,000 real estate people that do that. But let's say you specialize in doing entertainment rentals for certain mansions that cost an arm and a leg to rent for, say, a week. But let's say you did those kind of rentals. Well, if your commission is just a mere 10% off that and you rented that space for $50,000 a weekend, well, crap, that's $5,000 to you.
Yeah, exactly. Or
maybe it's $5,000 to your salesperson, it's $25,000 to you, and it's $5,000 to your salesperson, $20,000 to you, and $25,000 to the person who owns the mansion.
Right.
So the thing is that if you specialized in that, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I could see you selling to all kinds of people. I got to go. Sorry. I could go on with you, but I got to get these other calls because they're going to get mad at me because I'm spending all this time with you. All right, my friend. Have a wonderful
New Year. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 719 area code. Hello, 719. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. I kind of have a special request. I was on hold for your whole show last week, and for some reason I didn't get picked. I called in at the time that you said you were going to do the life reading, or the 2015, and I was calling to see if you
What's
would
your
be
first
willing
name?
To... Julia.
Julia. Julia, darling. Yep. That's my most popular show, and I'm going to answer that question for you, so you don't have to get all mad. I'm going to answer that question for you today.
Thank you.
So don't get mad, but I'm telling you, when I do that show, and I only do it once a year, people are lined up an hour before the show. That's how popular that show is. So it wasn't anything personal. Every single call I took an order that they were on the hold with. So nobody was ignoring you. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, so just letting you know. So you want to find out what 2015 holds for you?
Yes, please.
Okay. Let's see what the cards want to tell you. Okay. In 2015, all right, I'm going to say something really bold to you. Are you ready, Julia?
I'm sitting down.
Okay. Knock the chip off your shoulder.
Knock the chip off my shoulder. Okay.
What your cards are saying is that it's almost as if you don't expect good things to happen to you. So
true.
I want to tell you just a personal experience real quick that changed my life. When I was about 28 years old, by the way, I learned to read tarot when I was a teenager. But by the time I was about 19, it scared the crap out of me because I had become incredibly accurate. And I was seeing some things with people that I just was not mature enough to really absorb or even explain. So I actually put away my tarot deck for 10 years. Picked them up again when I was about 28, so maybe 9 or 10 years later, right? And when I was able to look at the cards, I was able to see the cards in a different way, all right? I was able to see the cards as an opportunity for people. So I'm looking at your cards right now, and one of the things that I did when I was 28, and I want you to use this as your personal life changer right now, is I stopped being pissed off about where I was. I stopped being pissed off at people. I looked at my life as though my responsibility for the happiness of my life is up to me. So when I'm looking at your cards, it says here you spend an awful lot of time doing things for everybody else, and it doesn't seem to come back from those people. So you've exhausted yourself by pleasing all these people around you, and those people don't seem to be serving you back. So instead of continuing to feed your good stuff to these people, what I want you to do is stop. And instead, I want you to get in the very sort of heady and uncomfortable place of what brings you joy. Because your cards are talking about, you have a card here that says you're going into a no-compromise period. You are not going to feel guilty about the things that you want anymore. You're going to do a better job of getting better rest in the new year. And I'm literally talking about if you need to be in bed by 9 p.m., you need to do it to get better rest. You also need to stop blaming other people for where you are. And then the last card talks about, the card that I love the most about your reading, is that you become a rebel. You become the person that most wants to be what she wants to be. And you don't make excuses for it anymore. Do not apologize for being yourself anymore. If somebody invites you to something I'm going to give you a really good example of what happens to you. Somebody calls you up and say, Julia, we're doing this little party. Hey, can you make your cookies this weekend? Because let's say you make incredible chocolate chip cookies. What I would say is, you know, I'd love to come to your party, but I'm really busy that day, so I'm not going to be able to bring cookies. I can stop by for a little while, but I'm not going to be able to bring cookies. Do you still want me to come over? Because your usual MO would be to kill yourself to make sure you made the cookies.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, don't make the cookies for people anymore.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
And I know that sounds like the simplest example I could give you, but what your cards are saying is that I really want you to spend these first 4 weeks, go get yourself a one-month gym membership somewhere, and make yourself go every day. I don't care if you sit there and read a book, but make yourself go every day. And do it for your – this is – I'm telling you to be selfish enough to have the happiness you want. That's what the message is for the new year for you. Be selfish enough to have the happiness you want.
Yep.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Happy New
Year.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 617 area code. Hello, 617. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. This is Karen. How are you?
Hi,
Happy
Karen.
New Year.
What's your question? Happy New Year.
My question is in regards to work. This year I would actually like to find and move into a work situation that better fits me, where it's more about what I desire than not so much about money.
Okay. That's a really great idea. So are you asking me, is that going to happen?
Yes.
Well, yes. Here's the funny thing. Here's the funny thing about you is that you have this tendency to do it the hard way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's what I'd rather you do is I would rather you look at little six-month periods in your life. Don't look at the next thing is going to be forever. I want you to look at the next 6 months, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to look around you at people that have businesses.
Mm-hmm.
That could use a little extra help. And do this in a very aware way, all right?
Okay.
Like, let's say you go to a consignment shop that mm-hmm. they get people's really cool furniture and then they sell it, and you know, the person gets like 50% and the consignment shop gets 50% or whatever it is. Wouldn't it be really cool if you worked someplace like that?
Yes, it would be.
Okay, because not only could you probably find some kick-ass bargains yourself.
Oh, you
but
know it.
It would, but here's the thing is that you may end up down the road opening one of those for yourself.
Mm.
Right? So
let's say
it's not that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe partly that. But then you go to a place that does an independent little coffee shop that sells teas and little boutique stuff. Maybe you work there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, is when you go in and you ask for a job, say, look, you know, I'm looking for a 20-hour-a-week job.
And
I can fill in if somebody calls in sick.
Yes.
All right? But you start out with just 20 hours.
Okay.
All right? And you go there and you work the job and you be incredibly charming. And by the way, are you already married?
I was married. I'm no longer married.
Okay, because what it's saying is by you doing these little jobs, you meet another man that will feel like a soulmate to you.
Wow.
So the other place that I would really highly suggest you go to work part-time would be like a pro shop or a gift shop at a golf course.
Okay, because where I live, we have a lot of those.
Okay, you are so sweet and lovely and gracious that there will be men that come in just to say good morning to you.
Wow.
Which is what
you want.
Because I think you need to remember, I think you need to be reminded of how attractive you are.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Thank you.
I think you need to be reminded.
Yes.
About how attractive you are.
Wow.
And I want to tell you, most mature men, and I'm using the word mature not only in age, but I'm also using it in regard and mental viewpoint, right?
Yes.
Most mature men will be able to look into the eyes of a woman and see her soul.
Oof. Oof. Mm. That's powerful.
Okay, and I'm telling you that because you needed to hear that message.
Yes.
You need to be reminded again of how powerful you are.
Yes.
Because
this
is not about the money. This is about the upcoming social interaction that you're going to get as a benefit of being out there in the real working world again.
Yeah.
And I don't want you working in some place chaotic, though. I don't want you working in a Starbucks. I don't want, I mean, I love Starbucks. Don't get me wrong. I love Starbucks.
That's
people
so
work
true,
there are great.
Yes.
But I don't
That's
want
so
you in a chaotic environment like that.
Yes,
if someone comes into a store that you're working at, I want you to be able to spend time with them.
Yes. Mm. So true. So
All
true.
All right, my friend. I think
Thank
you got
you.
Your answer. All right, see ya.
Many blessings. Love you, Mona. Thank
you.
You.
Thanks for calling. Okay,
bye.
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 All right, I've got somebody here from the 720 area code. Hello, 720. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, it's
Hello.
Mona.
Thank
Who's
you
this?
My call. This is Wendy. I appreciate you taking my call
Oh,
today.
Hi, Wendy. Sure, what's your question?
I would love to just see what you, I guess, I mean, I'm also interested in relationship, but maybe just what you see for 2015.
Well, you only got to do that last week.
Okay. So, let's do relationship then.
You know, the funny thing is people, okay, I've been on the radio now for,
everybody loves that show. I was there too.
What?
Everybody loves that show, so I understand that we're all waiting in line,
well,
and it's okay.
The funny thing is that, but it's so cool that I have folks that have followed me for as many years as they followed me, and I have this lovely little intimate group that kind of keeps track of what I do, which is really cool. The thing is that if I did that every time, then nobody would ever actually schedule a full reading with me. I'm just saying. You know, so, all right.
We appreciate you, Mona. So,
Oh, you're so sweet to say that. Your big focus that I want you to realize is that you meet this new man through some chaos. There's, and I'm going to just say it, there's the crap's about to hit the fan in your life if it isn't already hitting the fan. Would you say that there's a lot of chaos around you right now?
Well, I just made a 31-hour move, so I mean,
trying
to settle in. Yes, I guess that feels like chaos. I'm in a completely different environment.
Okay, well, that's really cool because in this new environment, you meet this man.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, he is somebody that he's so good that your initial reaction is to not trust him. He's so perfect. You're going to go, what the heck's wrong with you? You're just, you know, why aren't you in a relationship? Seriously, you're going to be like, why are you available? Seriously. This man, dark hair, dark eyes, a little on the heavy side, but not grotesquely so. He's just kind of a big man. He's somebody that when he looks at you, it's as though you have his undivided attention, that he really pays attention to you.
Nice.
And that's going to feel a little heady. That's going to feel different to you because that's
yes.
not how men have reacted to you lately.
Nope.
Or up until now. So, yes, romance is coming. Romance is coming connected with this new move. And one of the things I would immediately want you to do is find yourself affiliated with a new church.
Okay.
Start making the commitment to go on either Saturdays or Sundays every week. And
I'm a spiritual person, but I don't go to church. I have never gone to church.
I started to say perhaps. Find some non-denominational place to go. Even if it is a Buddhist temple
okay.
where you just go to meditate once a week.
Okay.
I literally want you to find a place to journey to where you make, carve out an hour or two once a week that you devote to being still enough to be open to your spiritual impressions and perspective.
Very good. Okay.
Because I'm telling you, you have a card in your reading that is sort of yelling at me to tell you about. And in traditional tarot, there's 78 cards. In my tarot deck, and I use the Osho Zen tarot deck, there's a card called the Master, all right? And
right.
you have this card that says, yes, you are spiritually aware, but you're not spiritually disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to find some spiritual discipline in 2015, and I don't care what day of the week it is. It can be a Wednesday. But one day a week, no matter what, you make the commitment to go and do that. Like one day a week, I make the commitment, no matter what, to do this radio program.
Right.
Okay. And the thing is it's not the same thing, but it is the same thing. I make a commitment to do something, and I'm keeping it. And then the only reason I don't do it is if, for whatever reason, I'm traveling or I'm sick. But I make every effort absolutely possible to do this every Monday at 9 a.m. And I make an effort to do it live because that's the only real way to do this program. You see what I mean?
Yeah, and it actually crossed my mind this morning, so I appreciate the soundboarding of hearing that out loud again, that it is important to have that discipline of silencing myself, and I am lacking that. I appreciate that. Any
All right, my friend.
Indication on timing with this gentleman?
You know what? He's going to come into your life really fast,
okay.
like within a couple months. And
okay.
the thing is that it will happen so easily that it will be a little unnerving to you.
All right.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
All right.
See ya.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.
Much love.
All right, I've got somebody here. Well, I don't know your phone number because you blocked your call. This is Mona. Who's this?
This is Kay.
Hi, Kay.
It's been a while since I talked to you.
Well, welcome back.
My question to you is good, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, same to
you. My question to you, do you see Adam in my life? We have not dated. No, I'll put that to you because people will read me and say, well, I don't see you dating. Okay.
I don't see that it's Adam. I see that it's a new man.
A new man.
Mm-hmm. And I see it's a new man that you meet through some sort of group activity. So here's the thing. You're really good at bringing order to chaos. You're really good at bottom lining the most important thing that needs to be done in a moment. You're really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's saying is that you get yourself involved with an organization. It might be a charity group. It might be a church group. It might be something at work. It might be even
AA, Alcoholics Anonymous.
It could be, but what it's saying is that you organize something that actually rallies people together.
Mm.
And that by you doing that, what it's saying is that you meet an amazing man.
Wow.
So here's the thing. Use that mojo of things that you already know how to do and coordinate something.
Mm.
It's literally saying in your cards, make the magic happen, Kay. But I don't,
okay.
Adam is
what if
not,
I don't know what my mojo is?
Well, I already told you what your mojo is, that you're really good at coordinating things. You're really good at getting people to do stuff. You're really good at that. So it might even be that you decide to do fundraising for an organization as sort of a part-time activity to get you acquainted with people. But what it's saying is that this year is about you getting yourself involved in groups of people, and it may be AA, but it may be other groups, where your abilities of what you know you can do and what you know you can do well, you actually enhance that and embrace it. All right, my friend, got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody else who's blocked their number. Hi, this is Mona. Who's this?
Happy New Year, Mona. My name's Sharon. How are you?
Hi, Sharon. What's your question?
Hello. I'm going to know if you look in and see what the next 60 days has for, like, my finances.
Yeah, that's kind of a full reading. So let me just go with finances and tell you.
Okay, sorry. I didn't know. Okay.
That's okay. Okay. All right. Your cards are stressing a new direction, not the old one. So here's the thing, that it seems as though you are still mourning something from the past. You are still getting over a loss of some sort. And what it's saying is, as soon as you realize that that loss, that thing, whether it's a person or a situation or a job, whatever it is not coming back, that's not how you get to the better financial place. It's saying
okay.
it's the new path that you take that gets you to the better financial place.
Okay.
So it may be a new job, and what's interesting is there's a man here with brown hair and blue eyes that gives you the job. So are you working now?
I'm contracting, yeah, because it does benefits and it's decent. But I have an interview Thursday, Mona. A great job,
Okay. Okay, what it's saying is that the new beginning is what's going to be rocking. And what I want you to do is when you're in this interview, and this is the secret to interviewing really, really well. Are you ready?
Go on.
Make sure that you are certain that the person has finished their thought or their question before you respond. So make yourself take a deep breath before you respond. Give it a good 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, then respond.
That's a good point. Listen and just respond only when they – okay, I understand what you mean.
Okay, because here's the thing. You want this job bad. You want it. You really want it. But you don't want to show so much – energy toward wanting it that you're not really considering the job, okay? Because according to this is saying the success happens if you go with the flow of the interview. there will be a man in the interview that you most need to sort of direct your questions to. All right.
Okay.
Now, whoever is asking the question, make sure you're responding to the person that's asking the question if it's a panel. But what I'm getting is that there is a man specifically here that wants to hire you, and he has brown hair and blue eyes.
Okay.
Okay. And the thing is that be incredibly professional in this interview. Make sure that you're not showing any cleavage. Make sure that whatever you're wearing isn't too tight. Don't wear really stiletto heels. Make sure your nails are polished in a very conservative way.
Okay.
And I'm really big into the clear polish. And if you do the pink and white nails, make sure that the white part's very, very, very small. That like
oh,
a
the French
nail.
Man. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Because what I'm getting here is that when you go in, you want to look like you're applying for IBM. Or for
this
a
kind of job
FBI
it is
position.
Okay. Okay.
All right. But go in incredibly conservatively. And that, but what I'm getting is that there is a new beginning here on the horizon for you very quickly.
Thank you, Mona. And I am finished with the past. I know it's not going back. Just thought I'd let you know. I would have loved to listen to your show last week, but I'm just so thankful I'm working. Did you
hear
me?
Well, me too. All right, girl. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
See ya, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 313 area code. Hello, 313. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? My name's Sherelle.
Hi, Sherelle. What's your question?
I was wondering how does a guy named Sam come from me, and what would I hear from him?
I didn't hear anything you just said. Could you rephrase that?
Yes, I was wondering how does a guy named Sam come about me, and what would I hear from him?
Sal. Let's see what's coming
Sal.
Up for him.
S-A-M.
Yeah, Sal, right?
No, Sam. S-A-M.
Oh, Sam. Sorry, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Sam. It's not that Sam isn't interested. It's just Sam is kind of self-absorbed. So if it's about Sam, then you get his attention. If it's about you, then he's like off to another flower.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Of course. Every time I make up something about me, you always talk about me. You know, it's all about you. I don't want to go here.
Yeah, it's that I love this one particular, and it's a little comedy skit, and people repeat it all the time where it talks about this guy talking all about himself, and you know, and then he goes, "Well, enough about me. What do you think about me?"
Right.
So here's the thing is Sam is not a bad or evil person. It's just I would put my interests in another direction if I were you. And you got to get that fire alarm fixed.
Yeah, no.
Because you called before, and I remember you because of the freaking beeping fire alarm in the back. Isn't that a hoot? Okay, girl. Thanks for calling.
Thank
See you later.
You.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I've got somebody here from the 510 area code. Hello, 510. Who's this?
Hi, this is Shayla.
Hi, Shayla. What's your question?
I have a family member that is living with my mom and me, and I'm wondering when this person is going to move out and find their own place. They've been here since maybe, I think, the end of July. So I'm just really kind of, I'm wondering when they're going to find their own, because it's really just getting really unbearable.
Okay, well, it's saying here that your mom is the one that has to speak up. Okay, and now I'm going to give you a really great way to do it.
Okay.
Are you ready? But you can't do it. Your mom has to do it.
Okay.
But here's what you say. Mom, have you thought about asking our house guest about their plans? All right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll hem and haw. And then you might want to say, well, have you thought about asking this way? So, you know, we've really enjoyed the opportunity to be able to help you out since the end of July. But we had a different mindset of how long you would be staying with us. And we're thinking 6 months is long enough.
Right. That's a really good way. That's a very good way.
Okay. So the thing is that unless someone kicks this person out, they're going to continue to sponge off you guys.
Yeah.
But this is how you say it. You know, we really feel blessed that we were able to help you since the end of July. And we want to let you know that we think 6 months is long enough for our benefits towards you, or long enough to help you out. And we think you need to plan on other living arrangements by February 1st.
Right. Yeah, I definitely agree with everything you're saying, because it definitely feels like my mom is not stepping up, her brother, actually, and she's just not putting her foot down. And he's doing... Mm-hmm.
The thing is that her brother's always been like this.
Mm. Okay.
That, you know, now he's saying, oh, you know, if I didn't lose my job, or if my ex-wife wasn't such a bitch, or blah, 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 whatever the excuses is. He's always had this way of presenting himself as a bit of a victim.
Mm-hmm.
So say to your mom, hey, mom, what if, and actually I want you to write it out for her. What if you say it this way, mom? You know, we've been so blessed to be able to help you since the end of July, but we thought you'd be only here about 6 months. So I'm thinking that you might need to find other arrangements by February 1st.
Okay, that sounds plausible.
Well, and the thing is that there are many things that he can do to go find another place to live. But the fact that you've been feeding him and doing his laundry, well, he might be doing his own laundry, but I'm wondering if your mom's doing his laundry too. I'm just getting that he's getting the best of a lot without a lot coming back from him.
He actually, we don't do his laundry. We don't. However, when he does have dishes, we wash them. Not only that, he eats our food.
Right.
And he does not pay any rent here. And
well, see, here's the thing, is that for what he's getting would be, and I'm just going to use a retirement home as an example. The least expensive senior care retirement place that I know of in Vegas is roughly $2,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the person does their own laundry, right?
Right.
So, in essence, y'all have given him so far about $10,000 worth of your goodwill.
I agree.
So, but the thing is mom has to say something, and mom has to bring harmony back into your household again.
Yeah, because
is he working?
Yeah, he is working. He was actually trying to find a new job. He has a job now, but I think he was, I don't know if he went to a different interview or whatever. I'm not sure because I haven't checked back on it, but I know he was trying to apply for a new job.
Okay.
He
has enough money to move out then.
Yeah, he does. He does.
So,
he's a truck driver.
So, yeah. Yeah, I would definitely say that it's time for him to move out. But your mom has to phrase it that way. Your mom has to say, okay, sweetie, you know, we've had you here since the end of July. We kind of thought that you'd only be here a couple months, and it'll be 6 at the end of this month. So why don't you plan on finding other living arrangements by February 1st?
Right. And just one more thing, you know, it's really, you know, I have to be really honest. Since he's gotten here, it has really torn our household apart. It really has. It's actually affected.
She knows. She knows.
Yeah.
And there's some weird unresolved issues with her brother, too. But that doesn't need to be played out at this point in your house anymore. All right, sweetie, got to go. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from 561. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lena. How are you? Happy New Year.
Hi, Lena. What's your question?
I registered with a temporary agency about a week ago, and they had sent me on an interview last week, but I didn't really think the place was for me, and I'm just waiting to hear back from them to have any other assignments. Do you think this is a good agency or what?
Okay. Are you signed up with more than one temporary agency or just one?
Just that one.
Okay. This week I'd like you to sign up for two more. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is that for people to utilize the benefits of a temporary service agency the right way or the best way is that every morning, like today, you call up and say, did anyone flake on a job? I'm available right now to go. But you need to do it every morning at, say, 7 or 7:15 every morning. You call up and say, hi, it's me, Lena. Just want to let you know I'm dressed and ready, so if somebody has flaked on a job, I can go right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is that you will be moved to the forefront of their mind because they probably see 50 people a day at these agencies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if you call up and just leave a message, say, hey, it's me, Lena. You can even leave it on their voicemail because they listen to their voicemail because some temporaries just call up and flake and don't go to a job. Say, hey, you know, hi, it's me, Kathy. I can't make it to that job, so sorry, I got another job or whatever. So there's always people that have flaked, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you call and leave a message anywhere between 6:30 and 7:15 in the morning on the answering service at the temporary agency and say, hi, it's me, Lena. This is my phone number. I'm available for work today if anyone's flaked.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you just be sitting by the phone. You'll probably hear something by 8 a.m. The
yeah.
thing is we need to get you back into the saddle of working again. We need to get you into a job. So the interview that you had, it went okay, but I'm not sure it's the right job for you.
No.
So the thing is just keep going on interviews and just keep showing up when they have people that flake because they'll start doing you favors. That way. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
They'll start remembering you as a first call instead of somebody that's just calling to see if there's a job open.
Right.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, see ya. Bye.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Psychic View is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio to be notified of Mona's special programs. Want an extended reading on Psychic View? Like Mystic Mona's page on Facebook. Mona will consider requests from that page. Mona is available for phone and in-person readings by appointment. Call 702-571-0461 to book an appointment or go to mysticmona.com. Indicate that you are a fan of Mona's radio program for a special discount. For more information on sessions, please visit mysticmona.com. Thank you for enjoying Mystic Mondays with Mona. And remember, Psychic View. Because the present moment is the gift.